You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
16 defenders.
See, I was with you. I thought we had an understanding.
How long has he ever been healthy?
True.
I thought we had the last three seasons.
Wasn't the last time he helped me? They was almost in the
playoffs. Who was their main person?
Who was the main person?
Yes.
And Aaron Gordon. Don't do that.
I was asking, last time
they went to the playoffs was Steve Clifford.
Gotcha.
With Vukovic.
With Aaron Gordon. Dunking, not shooting. And Terrence Ross. Don't do that. Don't single Terrence Ross.
I ain't going to say that. Before we try to put Aaron Gordon up that high.
Who was putting Aaron
Gordon? He was subpar.
Who was?
Aaron Gordon at that time.
He still is.
That's what I'm saying.
He was a contributor to Vucevic's greatness at that time.
Yeah, he contributed. Now he's like,
Isaac did a lot.
I like Jonathan Isaac.
That's why they got smacked in the first round because he wasn't.
That's big facts. That's big facts. Twice, 2 years in a row.
No, they got smacked. Don't do that magic process. What we just say is, folks.
Right.
On the team.
If he helped
him. Cole Anthony.
There we go.
All right.
The younger than this track last year. What is his name?
Now you're talking about
Lane.
Mike Suggs.
James yeah, that was there. They got Gary Harris. RJ Hampton.
And you still got Mo Bamba.
Wendell Carter Jr. No, from Chicago.
No, Mo Bamba.
He's still there right now.
I thought he was a free agent.
Anyway, Wendell Carter Jr., you're cold.
I like
him. Thanks. So right now, currently, they have.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah, he gone.
Dang, Mo.
He gone.
They paid Gary Harris.
Dang, Mo. They got him a bet extension with the bird, right? Yeah.
But who's the other big man they got to see outside of Wendell?
Well, my mom's right here.
Oh, is he? Did they reach out?
He's still a free agent. Contract year.
Oh, this is last year.
So, Mo, Wendell, Isaac.
Franz Wagner.
Yeah. They got his brother
Mo Wagner, too.
So, on you got minimum. A decent squad.
They're going to win more than 22 games. I get that.
And you get these guys.
They got Bobo, too.
They're going to win more than 22 games. At best, 30.
Okay.
They're not going to be last.
I like Bo. He's got
is folks gonna play
him and Taco Fall in the same boat, basically.
No, Bo got more skill.
But I'm saying, as far as like they can't like be on the court too long.
Yeah,
Marcus Folks gonna play next year.
We get back to the contract.
Oh, you're right, right. Rookie extension. He's gonna play.
How much is he getting paid?
Is he healthy?
3 years something.
Well, the cash man's 33.5, but he getting paid 16.5 this year.
Yeah, so about 50. How many years
is he healthy?
He's on a rookie extension, so what is that? 4 years plus two.
450, about 50, 60, something like that. 45.
Well, the cash remains is 33.5. He got 34.
For them to succeed, it has to go through Cole Anthony and Paolo.
And they got Paolo.
They got Paolo.
So that's why I can't overwatch them not getting possibly to a play.
Here's my issue with that. The East is stacked.
They young.
Because so, only teams, so
the young and not help.
No, I can't say we won't have a chance. We will have a chance
for the Terrence Ross on a contract year too.
But he might be traded.
Do the Pacers got a chance for the play?
No.
What?
Pacers.
No. Based on what?
I'm just asking.
They would have if they would have got eight.
If they would have got eight, they would have. That was the missing piece.
I have zero faith in that.
No, because
Tyrese makes
it. Yes, he'll take a step. But he's not enough to get them to the play-in.
So they keep saying that he's going to be improved player of the year. I don't know how you improve off the numbers he got.
Here's your issue.
He was 18-9.
Here's where the Pacers do have a – I'm going to answer his question. Here's where the Pacers have a slim chance of playing. I'm about to explain. I forgot they got Daniel Tice. I forgot about that. He matters.
That's your guy.
He matters.
He undersized.
Because what he did in Boston, he matters. He can shoot.
Rebound. And he's on the
you team. Got Benedict Mathurin at the three.
That's the rookie.
Aaron Naismith at the three, backing him up. Jalen Smith, they re-signed Jalen Smith at four.
Is Jackson still on the team?
Yes. Isaiah Jackson, yes. Backup. Yes. You got Oshae Brissett still. He's still on the squad. TJ McConnell's still a veteran. He's still there on a 4-year, $33 million deal. Still there.
What do they do with
he's on you got the rookie they drafted last year, Chris Durante, still there. And Goga. You still got Goga. Still got Goga.
They all guys need a little help. That I'm not. They need a little help. Now that you say that, I don't.
Yeah, he's well, saying that because, well, the reason.
I'm not really worried
about. You can't really trade Miles right now.
So, it's just that. Deal with Miles to an extent.
Oh, this is last year.
Miles going to be consistent.
This Miles turned last year.
Miles going to be doing the same thing.
Here's what's going to happen. Miles, if they're smart, Miles, you don't want him to walk for free. Yeah, you trade him on the trade deadline. Play him this year, see what he could do. Don't let him get hurt. Whatever you do, don't let him get hurt.
He ain't going nowhere, y'all.
If he gets hurt,
last year in contract.
He's not going
if he gets hurt, he's stuck there. Because people forget, he would have went to Sacramento and they would have kept Sabonis. That was the initial deal. He got
You got more for Sabonis.
You got more for Sabonis because his value is higher.
Sabonis but still, at the same time, you're not – reason why I say he's not going over is because your best – not just that. Your best opportunity for equal or better talent was in an eight.
Facts. And they screwed up. Well, they didn't screw it up. They just couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Daniel Tyson going to have to be.
And Goga. So I really need, if I got Daniel Tyson,
I'm not big on.
I don't like the fact that the only centers they have is Goga and Miles.
But no, that don't really, because Isaac and Jalen play big.
Jalen Smith.
They all play big. So all fours play five.
Okay.
Jalen's 16.
Yeah, but
well, remember he was in Phoenix. He was backing up
Isaac Jackson.
Isaac Jackson's 6'8 now.
Yeah, that was what I said.
But Jalen's 16.
Jalen big. He was a backup Jackson before they got beyond. Before they got big back, he was backing up in Phoenix. He wasn't getting no PT.
They got three guys that play big.
Okay.
Really four because this is the day and age you can be 6'8.
Here's where the Pacers are in limbo. You got Buddy Hield. For the next 2 years. Here's the issue with that. The Lakers won't. Because the Lakers already reported, if they don't get Kyrie Irving, they're going after Buddy Hield and Aaron Gordon.
Why would you
put Eric Gordon, I'm sorry.
You trade
Russell will be gone.
Russ is gone.
No, we just trade
They've already put it out there. Hey, we swing and we strike out on Kyrie Irving for whatever reason. We're coming for Buddy Hield again, and we're going to get Eric Gordon.
We'll do what?
None of that.
Lakers won't shoot us, bro. Bad. They need to bad.
I won't. Again,
as much as Eric Gordon, we know you love Houston.
The Lakers won. Bad.
I know they added Lonnie.
Hold on.
I'll put what's name on the roster.
I got you.
Scotty.
Pippen Jr.
But I don't think he's gonna play when it counts.
They ain't got no other shooters.
So right now. Don't forget they re-signed Stanley Johnson to a 2-year deal.
Great pick.
Max Christie.
That's their rookie, right?
They got Thomas Bryant at center. They got Thomas Bryant. You remember him from the Wizards?
Yeah, Bryant and
he's on a 1-year deal. He's on a 1-year deal. So show and prove. They got Juwan Toscano-Anderson from the Warriors.
He got a
1-year deal. Who else they pick up? Damian Jones.
Then they two centers
at the five.
Damian Jones and Thomas Bryant.
So Dwight Howard's gone.
Jones probably won't play though.
He's the backup center. He's gonna
play. Dwight Howard's gone. Dwight's gone.
Thomas Bryant's gonna be a star too.
Yeah. AD, LeBron, Russ, and Harden gonna put that too.
Now, my only question to you is, do you bring back Carmelo or do you let him walk?
You pull him back.
You bring him back.
Because right now he's not on here.
Gotta bring him back.
As of right now.
Gotta bring him back.
He's still a free agent.
I gotta bring him back.
First of all.
There's not many 6'8 options.
You move over, you two-way somebody.
They two ways. They two ways. Skype Pippen Jr.
And you two ways. Cole
and Sharif is
Cole Swatter.
Sharif is probably gonna make the roster.
Off the name.
Off the name.
He gonna be still on the team. He gonna be two way.
He playing for South Bay.
He gonna be on G League.
You think he gonna make a two way?
He playing for South Bay.
Maybe next.
Not at the beginning of the season.
No. Nah,
maybe throughout some.
That's what I'm saying.
Later the on. End of the season. Maybe. Maybe.
I'm talking about he's gonna be fine.
Right now, as his thinking, yeah, Scottie Pippen Jr. is gone. He's gone. We already locked him in 2-year deal. So, 2-way deal. He's good. He's good.
Because Max is 19. Scottie Pippen's 21.
Here's what I have an issue with this roster, and I'm not even a Laker fan. I do not like THT. He got.
That's why you go get Buddy Hield.
He got to go. He got to go.
That's not even trade.
He don't fit with LeBron. He can't shoot.
It's kind of what's the name?
I will wait.
It's worse than Kyle Kuzma. It's women.
I'll wait.
But he's on the trade block. All season, he's on the trade block.
Again,
Kendrick Nunn's on the block. Thornton Tucker's on the block. I don't need these guys. These two guys can go. Tucker and Nunn are on the block. You just got Lonnie Walker.
Lonnie Walker replaces THT production wise.
And low key Malik Monk.
No, I would keep everybody. THT, Walker, Nunn.
No.
Westbrook.
Nunn ain't proved nothing.
Wait, who's the two guard? Walker? Will he start?
Yeah.
No, Horton Tucker.
No, no, he's asking Willie. No, no, no. Walker will start over Tucker. Are you serious?
Only because Tucker's been there.
Are you? What? Oh, no. See, that's not going to work.
I'm just telling
you. Now, if he's doing it based on his rule of money.
No, that's not the reason I did that.
By a long shot.
That's not
why. THT start.
He's been there.
Really making three more million, you know?
More than that. He's
been there 3 years.
More than that.
Walker's making seven, ain't
he? Yeah, and Torrin Huggins and Talon and getting 10. 10-2, yeah.
He's making three.
Yeah, but I'm based off of that because I've played with LeBron already.
That's tough.
Or Tucker's already played with LeBron.
His was going to happen.
And I guarantee you this. I ain't going to lie.
Austin Reeves is going to elevate this game.
I tell y'all, y'all got to put up THT.
Why?
He got a bag. Skill set.
But if I could get, I ain't seen it in 2 years.
If I could get Buddy Hill,
or Eric Gordon out of Houston,
if I could either
one, I don't need more Eric Gordon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, efficiently, I mean, Eric Gordon,
Eric Gordon is a better player.
He's a better player than Buddy Hill overall. All around.
Give me hometown Eric Gordon every day.
I'll take it. Eric Gordon got the juice. If he wants to leave, see, right? He don't want to leave Houston.
Yeah, that's
why would he leave?
Right, he's the overall veteran of the team. He's the leader of the team, basically.
Why would you leave it? You got a good situation.
It's a great situation, but if you want a ring,
and it's tax free.
Maybe just that though. He likes the system. He likes being there.
He want that ring.
He got time.
Does he,
bro? He a shooter, 6'3" dude that can shoot.
He been in the league a minute.
And has his game really dropped?
No.
Does his game require a lot of plays?
But Houston ain't winning no chips on Thompson.
And when is his contract?
As it stands. But his production on Houston.
What is contract though?
Probably after next year. Probably.
So wait till next year. He can walk on somebody's team and get a ring.
Yeah, but his production about to go down with the Rockets because of who they got.
And that's why I went to talk about that team. That's why I said that's my sleeper team. That's my sleeper team.
Who's that?
To make the Western Conference playoffs. Away.
So
they got John Wall still on. Exactly.
Oh, well, no. It's updated. There's the pain.
Oh, no, that's why.
Remember, Clippers wasn't going to do that deal unless Houston picked up some of that money.
So
that's updated. Because look how low the numbers are. That's how much he's still on the books.
He's in like 14 years.
Yeah. That's.
He wasn't in that draft class.
Which one?
When all the indie guys went to the league at the same time.
He was around that time, though. He was right after T.
09 was it?
Yeah, he was right after T.
Or was he before T?
They might be sent draft.
Because Eric Gordon did what? A year or
him,
2 years?
George Hill. They all might be sent draft.
Well, no. T played 3 years of college.
Yeah, Eric Gordon didn't play 3 years.
But Eric Gordon played one or two.
He played one, I believe.
Because George Hill, never mind. Hill came out in 03, right?
Yeah,
high school.
Hill's older than
he did all 4 years at IUP.
Yeah, IU.
There you go.
He was in the KD draft class.
Yeah,
and in that KD draft class,
Eric Gordon,
Courtney Lee was in that draft.
Courtney Lee was.
Uh-huh.
And so was there was two or two. Gordon, three guys.
What about your boy?
Where did take my
I just hold up. Nope.
Same age.
Nope. We're gonna say 2007. I'm not even gonna do that. I'm not gonna get caught being stupid.
I know, right? But go back to the
Rockets.
Mm-hmm. With Jabari and Jalen, that's their future, but they're not ready.
They're not ready.
Well, I need them to be. They give them a couple years.
No, they wasn't that draft, but they probably was on late.
They signed draft.
She got Kevin Porter Jr. too.
I know one of the years that they all went.
Cam Martin Jr.
They got a lot of young pieces.
There it is.
What is it?
George Hill, 26. Courtney Lee, 22. Eric Gordon with 7. They was all in that draft. That's with D-Rose. With D-Rose. That's when everybody from the city got drafted.
Okay.
It was them three. T was in that one.
T was in the next year.
And because he played extra year college.
Yeah. But T came out in 06.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So he played an extra. In next year, yeah.
Yeah, so he played an extra year college.
Yeah.
Because they was all playing against each other high school.
Yeah, man.
That's what it was.
Shout out to Nat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nat for being the league still balling.
Teague's not really. He got that ring in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Cold, dude.
He's still cold.
Yeah,
man.
Pipe
Nation, stay up.
I know.
Right?
He had a career.
I mean,
George Hill
got one, too.
Well,
Bucks?
Yeah.
No, they got rid of him that year and he came back to next year.
Wow.
Look at this roster right now. I'm pretty sure he wasn't there.
Oh, he got okay.
No.
He was gone.
No. George Hill didn't get a ring.
I don't think he did. Jeff Team was the one that rode the bench.
He didn't get one.
That's what it was.
They swapped him out. No,
they swapped out George Hill. They brought George Hill back and got Rand Team.
Was it 2021 they won?
They won. Yeah, he was straight to OKC.
76ers.
Oh.
Oh,
OKC.
So he missed
OKC.
It.
And then went back.
So
that's why everybody was mad because the Cavs have to go against the Warriors.
He would have got one there too.
He
not missed that free throw.
Or had JR put a foot back in.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Damn, so he got robbed twice.
Dang it.
Ow.
George, man, we're pulling for you, Doc.
Oh, he got robbed twice. That sucks. He's 36.
Represent the city, man.
Huh?
Represent the city.
He represented. Damn, y'all, ladies, he got robbed twice.
Shout out to Andy, but we got some of the best hoopers. I'm going to tell y'all right now. We got some of the best hoopers in there. Don't quit sleeping on the nap. That's what about to stop happening. I know we got L.A. and all of them, bro. Andy produced the best well-rounded players. That's what we can say. We can hoop. This is from me talking to other ballers in the city that's personified telling me that this is what this is. I ain't no hooper, but I'll tell you what I know and what I've seen. Shoot. Eric Gordon would have been, we would talk about Eric Gordon probably one of the all-time greats, but he didn't get injured. Let's call that what it is. That's why that trade for Chris Paul worked for Clippers was because of Eric Gordon.
Yeah.
Shoot, no, he started when he was at the Clippers.
Yeah, yeah.
The year they traded for him, he was dropping 20 a game.
But the thing was that didn't EJ and Chris Paul play together in New Orleans too though?
Yeah.
So they already had
they played here 1 year.
They didn't.
In New Orleans.
No.
Did they already
Eric Gordon and Chris Paul was a trade that got Chris to the Clips. Eric went to New Orleans. So and that was part of the reason why AD didn't have a real squad because every year Gordon and Drew Holiday was always hurt.
Yeah.
And so he was carrying the backup guards trying to get them to the playoffs.
While Live City was doing their thing. Okay.
That was it.
That was the trade.
That's why the trade worked because they wasn't giving up Blake.
That was a trade that got beat up from the Laker joint. Yeah. David Stern, he had to put his foot down. That was like, we can't do that. Chris Paul had at least three rings. Had that night went down, he would have got at least three with Kobe. You would have got at least three.
I don't know.
Because we got two.
At least one.
We can't give him more than one.
Kobe, unfortunately, his body started breaking.
I mean, yeah, but that was before it.
Yeah.
That was when Kobe was on a tear when that trade went down.
Because the trade when happened, it was after LeBron's first year.
In Miami.
Yeah.
And Kobe.
But after that, only because I don't know because Dan Tony.
Okay, that's fair. He ain't never won nothing.
It's just that he ran Kobe to the ground.
He did.
Yeah, Kobe, man. He the reason why Kobe retired.
He destroyed Steve Nash.
Let's just call it. He destroyed Steve Nash.
Steve Nash was killing it in Phoenix that 1 year in Lakerland, his whole career ended. Right. In one season. He just
ran your players to the ground.
Dismantled.
Not only did you run to the ground, you made Kobe guard the best player all night every night. You're going to play 40-odd minutes every night. I don't care. 30-odd years old. He ain't. I mean, look at what LeBron. I love LeBron. LeBron, my dude. Look at what's happening to him now. He can't play them then.
He cannot. We were just talking about that earlier.
Come on,
Cole, LeBron can average 30 right now.
The team won't win.
Exactly. And loss. So anything more than 30, you're asking for injury. That's why the whole Kareem record is such a big deal. It's like, dude, you would almost have to average anywhere between 30 to 40 this next season.
Well,
play all the games
to hit that record.
That's just a record.
He's
going to keep playing for his son. The record is Danner second to him, third to him now. So his son, it's another championship.
He got to get a real ring. Son is number two. He has to get a real ring before
he already got a real ring.
Nobody
counting the bubble ring.
They're
doing all type of ass.
They say it's a Mickey Mouse ring,
bro. That's the case. No, we start going
I'm just saying, all the
chance. We're going to talk about some of Mike's rings. We're going to start on Astros out there.
That one at lockout season, the Knicks should have won.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Ty Slatter with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, this is Ty Slatter from GTA Sports. It's 2022, time for something new. New age elements, stay true and be authentically you. Usher in the new ways your way. Wear your story with pride. Vintage and modern vibes with the creators in mind. Special collections coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net. Invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner. Right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
They haters. Like the game for what it is, man. They're going to be perfect. You want the game to be what it is, man. It's, you can't control life. At the end of the day, we all get it now, bro. COVID was real. It still is real.
So
God dang it.
I'm sorry.
I ran off a kid.
No, you're good.
Get that mug out.
Don't worry. We're going to break this down. It's over an hour. We're going to break it down. Attention span ain't done. So.
It's going to be 2:30.
Easily. 2:15.
Might be more than that.
5:10.
Right. Now you thinking.
Because that 10 in the mug was good when we did. But anyway, back to the point at hand.
DeAndre Ayton. Let's address Phoenix. Robert Sarver, most cheapest owner in the league. Cheaper than the Pacers. How do you have a contract pending all season? This is after a finals run. Let's stop there.
Three years
prior to that finals run, you were the worst team in the league. Let's not sleep on that. Yeah. Devin was making 70 points on a loot in a loss, and y'all were celebrating like he won. So let's talk about that. The town hated your guts.
Oh, that is a good job. My bad.
You good? Oh, IT was down there. Yeah, and
he won MVP
and for what?
Did he win MVP that year? Isaiah Thomas.
He was in the running. I don't think he won. He came in second.
Steph or LeBron.
LeBron didn't win after he.
No, LeBron won. It was probably Steph. But the point is, DeAndre Ayton was a part of your finals run.
Yes, he was.
And it's not his fault that he couldn't stop Giannis. That's just what it is. You can't stop everybody. Who can stop Giannis? So let's be honest.
Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis can stop Giannis. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Who can stop him besides himself?
So
maybe Bam.
Let's. I like Bam.
With team, I'm talking about the Bam with team.
Fair.
With him and Jimmy combined.
It takes a team effort.
Free PJ back too.
The 2019 Raptors stop Giannis. There's a wall. But that's not the point. Let's focus on the point. DeAndre Ayton was up for a contract extension, a rookie max extension all season. Sarver said, I don't think he's worth that much. He's going to show improve. It isn't nothing we haven't heard before. My issue with it is this. You wait the whole season.
You wait 2 weeks after the free agency.
You waited past the free agency window. So basically, me, Tone, and all the other media said, Ayton's gone. He's out of there.
Wait.
A team is going to make – because usually when that happens, typically, when a team makes an offer, the other team has an option to match it or let them walk. We figured Sarver going to let them walk because if he's going to pay him, he would have did it already.
Yeah,
Pacers throw out a number, an unprecedented number for the Pacers.
I was shocked.
I've never seen Pacers do anything like this.
Speaking of cheap owners.
This is the same team. The Simon brothers, the same team that didn't want to pay AD when AD was up. Because Paul George wanted AD.
Only difference is they ain't got no star on the team and ain't nobody getting paid for Buddy Hill. So they got the money. Got the money.
Now.
But even when they
they've always had the money, they never want to spend it.
You they had money, but when you bring star players, that luxury tax becomes a possible issue.
I get you.
And with you being Indiana, you don't want to touch that luxury.
I understand. Small market. I get it. I get it. Here's my issue. $133 million. 4 years.
It cost them 30 or so million.
It cost them an extra compared to what they initially were going to qualify offer was. It cost you basically extra $30 million, give or take, to keep him.
Because the Pacers upped the price. Because
Pacers upped his value. They're like, well, what the? Yeah. He's worth that much?
Yeah.
So now, what I think happened, and what Tony even backed me up on this,
yeah, absolutely.
Chris Paul got involved and said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. To put in perspective, Chris Paul is on a team-friendly deal.
People
don't know this. Chris Paul was on the same contract as James Harden prior to this re-up. Here's the difference, though. The kicker, he didn't know this either at first. The last 2 years were team options. So if Chris Paul's numbers drop even a little bit, we can just let him walk. Just cut him loose. Let him go. People thought Chris Paul had a 4-year because it looked big number-wise. They're like, yo, we're paying him that much. He'll be almost 40 years old, making $40-50 million a season. Not if we don't think he's worth it. If he didn't produce the way he produced these last two seasons, prior to him losing to Luka in the Western Conference Finals, which was a flame out. Right. No. Conference Finals.
Talk about 2 years ago? Passed the season before?
No. Last season before they went to the finals. So they were in the semis. You're right. Because the Warriors went.
Yeah.
Correct. My fault. Last year before they went to the finals.
Yeah.
Right. So again, his numbers were based on production. He had a deal where it was 2 years guaranteed, 2-year team option. Not player option, team option. So he would basically let the team say, if I don't produce the way we meet a certain standard, you can cut me. So that way, don't look like I'm just taking the money. James Harden.
And it gives him the freedom that if it don't work out,
it can go somewhere else. It with a trade clause. No trade clause. Because, players can get no trade clauses. If I don't like the deal, I can say no. So he walks in and basically says, I need DeAndre to come back. We cannot do this without DeAndre.
I only got it this year.
This is my last year, really.
At best.
Honestly, he's in a contract.
They got a chance to win this year.
This would be it. Because the window's closing quick. Because the West is so stacked.
With Chris Paul, Chris Paul went 38.
The league is stacked.
It is. Both West and East.
I would put do or die. It's Philly is do or die.
Phoenix is in that situation.
You said 2 years. You
skipped for who? I gave Philly 2 years based on James Harden's contract.
Yeah.
After that, Embiid's going to go to South Beach with Jimmy because he wants to play with Jimmy. He don't want to be there.
And it's probably Embiid's last MVP year.
Would you? Offer up the house for Joel?
No.
Nope. That's why he's still in Philly. Because
I'll offer a bail.
The market
contract is up.
Centers don't last.
Well, he did it based on the fact that centers start to break down after a certain amount of years. No matter how healthy they are, they usually start breaking down. That's what he's based on.
He's already been broken down.
The outlier is Giannis. Yeah. His durability has improved.
And Giannis is not a real
center.
Yeah. He's exactly.
You talking about
as far as his body type, like the wingspan, height. They usually break down, but he's getting better somehow.
Like Joker don't really count either because he's a center, but not really.
Fundamental sound big.
Yeah, that's a little
there
different.
There you go. So,
but like you down there banging bodies,
he's still banging though.
Yeah, if I'm saying to be down there like banging bodies every play.
Yeah.
More than likely.
So what you're looking at with DeAndre Ayton is does Phoenix win a title this season? I'm gonna ask Kenny first, and why?
Because I didn't like this.
You got to break that down. How you figure?
Like, bro.
So that means does that mean Russell get a ring? Does Russell get a ring?
This is that's why
you think with
Melo too? Melo too?
You
think with
Westbrook or Kyrie?
It don't matter.
I want Russ to get a ring so bad.
I'm gonna tell y'all
because that would change the story. That would change everything.
I don't bet against Bron.
Okay.
I don't bet against Bron.
Okay.
No matter how old he is, and I believe with the new coaching staff, and I believe they're not done with the roster. Everybody keeps saying they're done. They're not done. Well, they're playing around
back
that too. And so with that being said,
right.
The last time they missed the playoffs, they went the next year and won.
So I think AD is going to be his healthiest year in 3 years.
Has to be.
Or at least in 2.5
But years. It is a level of accountability. Probably like last year, there was no accountability. There's like they blame the staff, and I would blame Ron Guard anyway, but they had to take some ownership.
Right.
With this staff they have now, they can't.
Well, and I think the coach is going to hold them more accountable than
And because Frank it's LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis. I'm going to just go off of that alone.
Okay.
Like, just there, nobody outside of Steph Curry, you're going to put up there honestly consistently with LeBron. I know people going to say Kawhi, but I'm not big on Kawhi.
He can't stay healthy.
Right, he stay healthy or not, I'm not putting Kawhi.
And he don't want to play back to back.
I'm not putting him that high on Bron after 2 years that you played healthy, you won shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going off of that.
Okay.
In a year you won, never mind.
Right.
Congrats to
so, but, so basically, a lot of asterisks are around.
I ain't gonna get no asterisks.
No, I'm talking about Ron Kawhi.
He won it. Right. He won that ring.
Right.
It just, I'm not big on him.
I feel you.
So
I feel you.
But again, it's hard to bet on Brian to miss the playoffs again,
mm-hmm.
and they don't go back and they don't go far.
See what the media did was because LeBron, like Russell, because they have a similar style of play, just a 5 to 6 inch height difference. Up until he got to L.A., LeBron hardly ever got injured, right? Basically, was an Iron Man. And Russell was, too. Russell was, too. So he gets to L.A. He has the groin injury the first year. So he ended up missing the playoffs with Lonzo, B.I. Then he ships everybody out because the chemistry was screwed at the trade deadline because they were supposed to leave then.
Yeah.
They reneged. So then when everybody came back, everybody was like, F you try to trade me. So everybody's mad, salty, pouting. So the season's done. They throw the season in the trash. That's his first year. Then second year starts, pandemic shuts everything down. They win the bubble. Okay, got a ring. Cool. Then you go to the year after that, you flame out in the first round with Dennis Schroeder at your point. We already know how that shit just shook down. So then they look at this year, you missed playoffs completely. So everybody's, instead of looking at LeBron's, like you just did, you're looking at his whole 20 year, you're going into his 20th season. This is ESPN's fault. Everybody wants to lock in.
That's.
Everybody,
ain't ESPN's fault. We know who fault is. I'm not speaking his name.
But okay, they want to capsule his whole career on these 4 years as if LeBron didn't do anything before he came to LA. You noticed it? When you came here in the Miami Heat jersey, I knew what type of dude you was. I said, okay, I know he gets it. People forget.
They forget
the number 6 in Miami.
It's the best version of LeBron.
It's the greatest version of LeBron will ever see.
Maybe the last.
Period.
Maybe the 2 years before.
Outside of
the 2016.
3-1.
There you go. But see.
And I ain't going to lie. This is one other year. 18.
Okay. You know they flamed out, but it was the Warriors.
But he carried.
Yeah, he carried him. But yeah. He only had 50 points in game one.
He had 50.
He had 50?
He had 50.
Okay. That's what I thought. 58-8, right?
58. No.
Anytime LeBron's on your roster,
anytime
LeBron's on your roster, it's automatic championship for Bulls.
Always.
Every time.
Okay. And it's just hard, like, okay, Warriors, if we're going to say championship contender, if we're going off a championship contender team, there's four teams.
They would have been back-to-back, though. They would be the last team that went back-to-back, the Warriors.
They were the last team to go back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
The Spurs never did it.
Nah,
they kept losing.
They was like every
they kept going, but they didn't win every year.
It was every year.
2003, 2005, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They could have went back.
They went.
They went to the three finals back.
They went to three finals at the back. They lost.
Yeah. They
went to two.
Three.
I thought it was
3-2. No, it might have been 2.
Talk about the Heat?
That was 2.
It was 2.
And before that, though, too,
before,
right?
Before the Heat.
Yeah. LeBron. They didn't go back to back like that. 03.
No, Lakers interrupted.
Yeah. Lakers went back.
And then Dallas got that 1-11.
His first back in there again.
So they had it.
Spurs was like in, out.
Took a couple years off, then came back in again.
Yeah, the West was tough.
West was hard.
Your top
OKC was on the rise, and then they let James Harden go for $3 million.
But so to my point, if I'm saying championship contender team this year, if I'm not going to be biased, you're going to have the Warriors.
Lakers.
Lakers, you're gonna have
Phoenix.
Dallas.
Phoenix gonna have to make a run.
Phoenix. There's two. As another name I just said. So
just in the West.
Clippers.
He's going down the West.
So Warriors.
Yep.
I said
Lakers.
The Lakers, the Suns,
Phoenix, Dallas,
the Mavericks, and Denver.
And the Clippers. Or did you take the Clippers?
Yeah, I put the Clippers in there. Yeah, I said them early. So wait. So Lakers, so Clips. We just going to two LA. Teams.
Lakers, Clips. Okay.
Warriors,
Suns, Phoenix, Mavericks.
Mavericks. That's my top five. Okay. Those are your five contenders.
So you're taking Denver out. You had Denver in there too. So that's made six. You didn't say Denver.
Okay, Denver.
So Denver six.
That's because of I'm not going to disrespect the Joker, even though
Why Denver's not in the conversation. Oh, I know what you're going to say. Jamal Murray needs another year.
That too.
And Porter's back.
That too. I just want to
know. Again, Joker. No.
And they lost Will Barton. They lost Will Barton.
They got KC
to DC. They got KC.
I
like the deal. It was a lateral move.
I missed the KC.
He's on his fire.
Joker slander on this podcast. So.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, because
he ain't better than Joel.
There is.
He said that. Are you not getting? Listen.
His comments are going on YouTube.
My stance stands where I said. I said.
I know.
Jokic is twice. What he is. He didn't win back-to-back MVPs.
We got cussed out twice.
I had to say because I heard you guys were going in.
But Joel Embiid needs to get one MVP. One.
Well, this is
last
year.
This is last shot.
I can't say it like this because I mentioned Joker, but is he a true two-time MVP?
See, I'm not
sure. He said that.
I didn't say that.
Don't be in my comments.
Man, that was Kenny.
Go to his YouTube.
I ain't got a YouTube.
Hey,
Go to his Facebook, Instagram page.
This is the man that walked in here with a Heat jersey on. And he talking crazy
about
Joker
slander. I said they're going to be NBA championship contenders.
So you did give me the five. You said Denver. Well, six. The Denver six. Six. Denver
so,
six.
Of the six, if Denver. I'm going in seven game series, let's just match up Lakers with everybody.
They beat the Clippers. Okay.
Because they match up almost evenly. So you're talking about LeBron, Kawhi, Russ, Paul George, AD, Wall, or no, LeBron,
Russ and
Kawhi, PG, AD, Russ and Wall.
Ooh, ooh.
So
they are evenly matched.
They are evenly matched. But I would have to lean towards AD or PG. That's the matchup that's going. Not necessarily the matchup, but that's the two.
At that point, I'm putting Kawhi on AD.
I'm not worried. I'm not talking about matchups. I'm talking about stature. Stature. So
yeah, I get it.
LeBron and Kawhi are the leaders.
Yeah.
You got PG and AD riding.
Okay.
When I didn't say riding, they're robbing. And then you got your third man, which would be
Russ and John Wall.
So
I get that. I get that.
Again, I believe, even though we're walking into a deer in headlights,
if they play Dallas.
I'm not worried.
That would be the tough
problem. The problem that Dallas is going to have is their guard defense play.
Okay. You're putting Darwin Ham up against Jay Kidd on coaching. That's not fair.
It's not fair.
But who has better guard play?
Dallas. They do. But LeBron counts as well.
Yeah.
He's not a guard, though.
Luka not either. But they play him like one.
He's listed at the
point. But LeBron does point forward. That's the matchup. Luka versus LeBron.
Again, but I'm just going off. Maybe I'm living off the past.
As far as?
It's hard to say LeBron playoff doesn't beat
him. I'm not saying it would.
So that's just for me. It's hard for me to say. Because a lot of times, you look on paper, maybe the LeBron-led teams aren't best on paper. But you got to beat that man in a seven-game series.
Facts.
You got to beat Luka in a seven-game series, too, because he averages 40.
He can average 40.
He averaged 49 and 8.
He can average 49-8 and everybody average 10.
Who else? Who averaged 10?
That's what people do against him.
On Dallas?
Or
then we averaged 20 last series.
And they lost.
The series before they won when they beat Phoenix.
And they went to Warriors and lost.
Well, they can't shoot like the
Warriors. Yeah,
so nobody shoot like the Warriors.
So we're asking for
them the two problems that the Lakers will have.
I think Dallas. They'll take them seven, but I'm not betting against Bron in game seven. So there's a So
I say it would be tough.
The most memorable game seven is the block.
I was just saying it would be tough.
Boston,
Dallas,
sevens.
And Dallas is going to say it would be
Clippers, them getting Clippers at seven. They beat Dallas in the seven. They could beat the Suns at seven.
I think it's knocked Suns out before seven. But that's just me.
The only teams I'm really worried about is Warriors because of death and the players they got because they can
shoot from half court.
Steph, Poole, Clay, Draymond, they're going to be a problem.
Okay.
And I had another team.
Phoenix?
Clippers, Phoenix, Lakers, Suns.
Well, you already said Phoenix.
I'm just maybe I'm also having a lot of hope
for Denver,
for LeBron, that team, because it's not much long. But it's just hard to bet against them because I don't see them being that garbage again. That's a
whole
No, they was garbage.
I don't think, I'm not saying they're gonna be garbage.
So season, the way he feels about LeBron is the way I feel about Brady when he talks football. I say don't bet against the GOAT. That's bad. He's taking the same stance. Like, it's kind of hard to say a team that's not led by LeBron.
And I'm not just so that the roster that we have right now is gonna be the roster by trade.
That's why I said
that's the part that scared me. You just said 5 minutes ago that Russ was gonna get a ring and Mel's gonna get a ring. But based on what you just said, Russ can get traded at the trade deadline. I hope not.
I wouldn't trade Mike. THT would be tradable.
Please get rid of him. Kendrick Nunn is out of there. Get him out of there.
No debate. No, that's the AD guy.
That's automatic.
When AD said in a press conference, we didn't have Kendrick Nunn all year, I walked away. he said it's out of his mouth.
To his defense.
He was right, though.
To his defense. Was he not balling the year before he got to L.A.?
He didn't play all year in L.A.
He wasn't healthy. He missed the whole season.
Yes.
But he made it seem like in the game. You didn't play.
AD only played 40 games out of 82.
Exactly.
That right there is unacceptable.
Exactly.
I'm glad I'm not a Lakers fan because I'm like, this is who we passing the torch to? A guy that can't even play 60 games? I got a problem with that.
Not set in stone that they
pass. So as much as I want my Lakers,
that was the intent of bringing them though to pass the torch.
I think it's just
not more though. Yes, James Harden took a $15 million pay cut.
But I think if they play each other in the finals,
if we see James Harden versus LeBron James in the finals,
LeBron wins.
No,
LeBron wins.
I don't believe that.
LeBron wins. I don't believe that. LeBron wins.
I'm gonna be the caveat between y'all. We gotta mediate this. We have to mediate this. I know why Tony's saying.
Anthony Melton.
No.
Off the bench.
No.
Yes.
That's not the reason.
What's the reason?
That's not the reason. And if I know that
playoff Harden though.
Let me. That's why I'm getting at. See, this is why. This is why y'all going back and forth. See, hold on. In the event, in the event, this is a hypothetical, purely hypothetical, because I've never seen it happen. If James Harden is in the NBA Finals, not counting 2012, because he was the sixth man. He wasn't the man. He was the sixth man. That proves him right.
He almost pulled a miracle.
Kyrie.
Keep going.
Not even that.
I'm going before. I'm going to Houston.
Oh, Dwight Howard.
Patrick Beverly. He was all-star Dwight Howard. Don't do that.
Coming from Orlando.
He went to L.A.
Oh, that's definitely even worse.
He had a bad back. Then he got healthy. Houston still got traded. Keep going.
Had Kevin McHale. Didn't like
him. Didn't like him coaching. Got him out of there.
Then after you got rid of Chris Paul, you got rid of Russell. Like, come on.
Yep.
And Russell was the main reason why.
Then they got Christian Wood. You didn't even stay to see what it was going to be like. And John Wall.
Then you go to Brooklyn.
And there's zero pressure on James Harden this part. He's not playing nothing on James Harden. Zero is this goal for James Harden.
He said James Harden was the best leader in Brooklyn.
He's the best leader in Brooklyn in the third option. He gave some KD.
He's so biased. He can't even make sense at that point. I said, how is he a leader? How is James Harden a leader?
Don't tell me you can't hold up a Cowboys. 3-2 against the Warriors. You had to get one.
Yep.
And not like you had
by to himself. Get
one.
But by himself. Though.
By himself.
Chris Paul didn't have no family and went out.
But
again, game five.
Again. And then not just
midway game five.
Not in the second. Not in the second.
That was the best. That was the best.
Let's go back to when Chris Paul was in LA.
Let's go back.
When he lost to that series. And you had him up and you lost. Not even that. Your boy Dame Dallas took him.
There you go. That's what
he
did.
He
was a game winner.
So
in conclusion, hold on. So in conclusion,
but he was a baby at that time.
That's why I said the only way he would be right is if James Harden
balls out.
That's
the only. If he don't do it, I can guarantee he's never going to do it. That's it.
What happened last year is not going to happen again.
Okay.
I can almost guarantee that.
I guarantee it, too.
Yeah.
But regular season, Harden, I ain't worried about. Playoff Harden.
Yeah, but who's the game going through?
It don't matter who is going through.
Through
Embiid. It don't matter who is going through because you still got to show up.
I gotta pull up the Sixers roster for that one. Hold on.
The Magic played well.
He did.
So you was
supposed
to play.
He did.
You had a bunch of games you was supposed
to play. He's right, though.
Like, you is this all right. time. People are saying you are pound for pound the greatest two guard scoring talent they've ever seen.
Yeah.
And you gotta show me.
Yeah.
You're that cold.
Yeah.
MVP.
Okay.
He got robbed a few years. He was that cold for 4 years in a row.
They did say that. Because the Giannis ones, they said James Harden could have got in the year.
But Russ had nobody, so he had to get it.
He had to get it.
Triple-double.
So here's the current roster for Philly. If we're putting, because as we were discussing before we got into a heated debate, we had Philly in the finals coming out the East. They better. This they window. This is if Philly comes out the East. This is the roster you're going into the finals with against the Lakers. Let's say the Lakers get out. As we projected, because LeBron don't miss the playoffs, and he damn sure don't miss the finals like that. So, let's say the Lakers get him out the West, through all the chaos, and let's say Philly finds their way out the East. We got Tobias Harris at the three. Highest paid on a max. He's a small forward. He's three.
And four.
Depending on what you do with Dyrbo.
It depends, because you got P.J. Tucker.
Depending on what you do.
Because you got P.J. Tucker at the four. You got P.J. at the four. P.J. starting.
I'm sorry.
3 years, PJ, 33. 3 years, 33 million. Oh, he's starting. So, because he's his third highest contract currently, based on the deal he just got.
The problem is my
no trade, is mid-level exception. So, we have Tobias Harris.
Dyble over Tucker.
Who?
Talk about best defender.
My best defender is Tucker.
Over Tucker?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's the debate. We're going to stay.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready to say that. Woo. I'm not ready to agree on it. They work together. I'm not ready to put one over the other. I'm not ready for that.
Well, yeah,
PJ is a veteran. That's don't do right. that. Don't do that. No, Dabo's coming behind Tucker.
Yeah,
but Dabo's the guard too. Start. So technically Dabo would start.
No, he ain't
depends on
Tyrese and Harden.
Exactly. Tyrese and Harden might
start. Oh, well, in that case, then Dabo's off the bench.
So that has
so that works.
So another thing
that works
is Doc going to coach him.
Ooh,
that could be a problem.
Or is he gonna choke?
That could be a problem.
He's known for choking.
I give you that.
Him and Harden both have choke jobs.
I don't blame all the choking on Doc.
Some of them.
Orlando.
Orlando. No, I don't blame Orlando.
Live City.
Live City. Again.
Twice.
But.
He blew three ones.
Twice. Yes, but the first one they blew, that was his first year, right? In LA.
I think that was early.
And the next year, they go to the playoffs and everybody's hurt.
Yep.
So, I hold you accountable.
Yeah, you kind of got to.
Held you accountable, kinda but injuries. Orlando, you really can't blame because all you have is T-Mac. Oh yeah, with T-Mac.
That's
and
just,
you were playing
just,
against great too. Teams.
Could have answered nothing. That's his fault too.
What happened?
So Tim Duncan was a free agent before the Spurs re-signed him and kept him like
they couldn't have had him.
Orlando, he was going to go to Orlando.
He wasn't going to
the was. Story, the story goes, everybody has told this story.
It's true.
That
he wasn't leaving.
If it wasn't for the fact that Doc said you can't have your wife on the team playing. That's what
probably
stopped.
So
I think Doc said it. I think it happened. I mean, in fact.
He wasn't even coaching. He is now.
Because wait. Because that was a free agent. Was he restricted free agent?
No, he was a free agent.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Because when he restricted, we had a whole situation with Aiden. He was going back to San Antonio.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think the contract was different.
I think the Lakers got a better roster.
No. I'm never going off the roster. Because LeBron has won
with less.
So I'm not going. I'm just saying it's hard to bet against.
You're going up against Tobias Harris. Joel Embiid, PJ Tucker, De'Anthony Melton, who was a sleeper hit from the Grizzlies.
Great pickup.
Absolutely.
Korkmaz.
Shooter.
Thibault.
And that worried about
Daniel House Jr., who played with Harden in Houston.
That's the one I'd be worried about.
He's a sleeper. Niang, shooter. Maxey, breakout. Shake Milton.
We kept Shake.
Solid. Y'all kept Shake. He was on trade block. Y'all kept him and Thibault. Both of them was on trade block. Y'all kept both. Y'all managed to keep both.
Bassey's my backup.
And you brought in players. And you got Bassey as your backup behind Joel. I look at this roster and I say, if Harden can break his playoff curse, because something about postseason Harden, it just, I don't know what it is about the lights when they get a little brighter. He shrinks. I don't know.
Each player has different reasons.
I keep Joel with a broken face and a broken thumb.
He had a broken thumb and a broken orbit.
Yeah. So I keep Joel, and again, I can be saying about Joel,
I'm not worried about, as much as I know I'm worried about Joel. And you're going to love this. I think when I'll be more worried about the Lakers if Giannis went to the finals over Joel.
Yes.
Because Anthony Davis matches better with Joel.
Yes.
Than
yes.
Sometimes.
I agree with that.
Because Joel, as much as he can go off the dribble, he's a paint player.
Yeah.
So I can go bodies at paint
players. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but AD. Giannis can grab that up on the rim and take three steps to stairs.
That's true.
So when you're running full speed, it's hard to stop that. That's why Giannis is such a threat.
Yeah, but AD might get dunked on by Embiid.
That's fine.
Come there in the paint.
He got
50 pounds.
AD going to do this, and pull and clip on him. They just going to match out. They going to even out.
First of all, we ain't talking about AD's football.
Off of 1 year, bro?
It was a dramatic
drop. We're not going to talk about the process earlier.
It was a drop-off.
We're not going to talk about the process, are we?
All I'm going to say is
we ain't going to talk about the process.
Anthony Davis is working with a lethal shooter this summer.
He got hit 400 free throws.
I hope and pray he gets his percentages back up because I haven't seen AD hit a three since the bubble. 16%. I haven't seen AD hit a three since the bubble.
It was 16%, 29%.
I have not seen AD hit a three since the 2020 bubble.
Here from 30%.
This year was a reality check for the Lakers.
Clearly, that buying into names does not work in real life. It only works on 2K. I make the Lakers look great on 2K. With the roster as constructed, I make them look good.
Yeah,
Melo can average 20. Russ can average 20. LeBron can average 40. AD can get his 15 to 20. It's all about how it fits in reality. Just because you got a roster on, like you said, rosters don't matter. On paper, the Lakers should have won three championships in 3 years. Based on paper. Look at the roster they had before they shipped everybody out.
That roster wasn't good enough.
No.
It's about the bubble. Oh, that bubble. They should never let everybody go, dummies.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Look, they had Deion Waiters on the bench. They had Smith off the bench.
Well, first of all, they had to go. They wasn't playing.
Right. I'm saying.
They had to go.
You know what I'm saying, though?
But everyone else had to stay. Why did you let Rondo go?
Right.
Number one.
Right. And this is before they even brought in Melo and Russell. It's pre them.
They let Rondo go. They let Dwight Howard go.
Yeah, for a year.
Why?
For a year. Because they won't pay him. Why? The same reason they let him go again. It's the same thing all over again. So they just lost Dwight again. If you're bringing in.
I wasn't that Dwight wasn't doing the right thing.
So that's why.
But look at how much he was up for again. He's up for another contract. He wasn't going to take another veteran minimum.
Oh, Dwight.
What was he? What are you doing? For you not saying they're going to take a veteran minimum.
The market says he's worth more than that.
About four more.
He's worth about seven. They want to pay him that.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't have it. Even if you're right, they don't have it.
Yeah.
They're broke by cap standards. They're broke. So,
Portland.
It's the same. I would love that.
By what?
Dwight to Portland. I would love it. Because they got the money.
He's probably going back to LA, though.
How? They just signed Tommy Bryant.
They don't have no veteran contracts left?
Not
no. I can go back and look. I can go back and look.
Without moving Kendrick, no.
You have to move somebody because he got the mid-level.
Yeah,
well, THC's
available
too. Yeah, I'm not moving THC for the White
House. Well, I would.
I'm not doing that.
So
the
here,
thing, the
so,
thing they need guards.
Yeah, exactly.
They need guards. We need
somebody.
So when they signed, we talked about Damian this. Jones. So when they signed Damian Jones, he's a center. When they signed So when they signed Damian Jones to a 2-year 4.8 and Thomas Bryant to a 1-year 2.1, that was Dwight's contract. Those two centers.
Yeah.
That's why he's not on the roster.
And he wouldn't be coming back.
Then they brought in Lonnie Walker on a 1-year 6.4.
Exactly. So, Stanley Johnson 3.2.
And Kendrick Nunn got his 2-year 10.2. So all that money that they
really did, Kendrick Nunn got it.
Kendrick Nunn really got it. Yeah.
That's
5.5. So
5.1, whatever it is.
So when you did that deal, that was them saying we're not bringing back Dwight.
Yeah,
I wasn't gonna bring him back.
At least they should have.
No, after they won the championship.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh yeah, and he won the Philly for a year and came back again.
And not just him, JaVale.
That's the one I was mad about. But I was mad about JaVale. I didn't understand that.
Y'all lost your whole identity.
JaVale and Dwight.
Yeah.
I used to love using them on 2K.
If they'd have brought all them together. Back.
Oh man,
they would have been.
But see, JaVale was up for a contract too, and that's why they moved both of them was up for contract.
Yeah,
but now he's in Dallas with Luka. That's why Luka paid him.
That's why Luka MVP.
He probably is MVP.
Probably. With JaVale McGee, he stays relatively healthy.
And I averaged 32, 9 and 8,
and I was
in
almost every
round
top five in
the 6th. Yeah, and he was in top five in MVP rush the last two seasons.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about that. Luka was in the top five for the MVP 2 years in a row.
And you got J.K. And Rick, not Rick Carlisle. My boy that's an owner, Cuban.
Yeah. What? So, look, here you gonna say, look what you need. Mm-hmm. You want me to move Porzingis? All right, he's gone. What else?
So they don't disrespect what they were gonna be the Dragons though.
Oh yeah,
keep it going. Remember, somebody gonna want you to play one out of five games.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Look it up right now.
I didn't hear that. I do know that he wanted to come play with him, but I didn't know he wanted. No, he don't say he ain't talking to nobody yet. To my knowledge, did he?
I thought he did. I don't know.
Did he?
I think it was like nobody talked about it because. I read something about it.
Oh, here it is, right here. He's talking about cheerleading robot of man.
There it is.
Okay.
I'm just using them to be basically.
Yep.
Player coach, basically.
That's cold.
He
is not that old, even though he is.
We were in talks with Dallas. They made an offer, but I decided not to take it. They want me to play one game and sit for the next five. I know I can easily play 20 minutes per game. I'm not ready to retire. I'm just on the bench and then cheerleading.
But he ain't come out injured, though, right?
He is. But.
Dragic signed with the Bulls 2.9.
That's the one team. Luka, that's the one team I feel like that is probably one of the biggest threats in the West Coast Finals.
Who?
The Mavericks. That's one of the biggest threats.
After what I just saw this past postseason, if it hadn't been for the Warriors' resurgence,
they would have won.
Luka would have went to the finals.
Maybe one, too.
Probably. Against the way the Celtics played? If they play the same way,
that's a different matchup.
That's a different matchup.
Steph's an animal.
You're right.
That's
a different matchup.
Steph's an animal.
That is true.
And not just he's an animal, but it's Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, Clay.
That is a juggernaut.
So Luka was going to have to, because I think Tatum, I hate to say he had fear of that team. And that's why he played the way he played. I think that's what happened. And it's hard for me to say that, because I don't take him fears nobody, but he just really didn't do what I.
None of us did. He let Jaylen Brown be the number one option. And I didn't think that was the right move. Jaylen Brown could be number one option on any other team in the league. But
not anything.
Majority teams.
Pretty much.
Majority. Majority. Not every. Majority teams
that are not the team.
Okay. I didn't say what type of team.
I'm going to say.
I'm just saying.
That majority of
teams out there.
Number one option. That's going to say he could have been your bottom tier he would be. He couldn't go to Washington.
So,
he couldn't go to Washington to be a number one option. Bill? Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, why didn't
stop it. He go to Portland?
Don't disrespect Brad Bill. Has been healthy the last 2 years.
Okay.
Healthy Brad Bill.
We see. So health is a caveat.
Melo.
We're not going
to
do that.
He's going to go to Hornets to be no watch on LaMelo.
Depends on
the coach.
Depend on what we're doing.
Depends on.
Back to the.
I don't know, man. No, wait. No, wait.
Skill set and ability.
Okay.
Okay.
You
go to a team
right now. LaMelo's a better playmaker, but Jaylen Brown is a better scorer.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he?
I'm about to cut the camera off.
I think so.
So question.
I'm about to cut the camera off. So I don't know if I am. We got to go back.
Instagram, tone underscore fresh 08.
Instagram at Kenny
PK11. You can find me at Tom. This has been an episode of GTA Heat Check, brought to you by GTA Sports Network. Follow us on all social media platforms. Subscribe to the channel GTA Sports. And don't forget GTASports.com for all things world sports. Tom here with Turner, Kenny Squires. Until next time, peace. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.